I don't know what it is, but I've been to a lot of places, but I was just always so glad to come back home.
Well, I suppose your family roots have been here so long that it's just in your blood. What is Savannah like as a city compared to other cities since you've traveled a lot?
Savannah at one time was a very slow, easygoing, in which a small number of families controlled the money and the power, and whatever they said was final, and that was it. When different companies wanted to come into Savannah, they weren't interested. Mm-hmm. When Henry Ford came here and wanted to put an assembly plant, they just made it so unbearable that he went to Jacksonville.
Hmm. They just didn't want outsiders?
Didn't want outsiders. Now, when Union Camp came to Savannah to employ 4,000 or 5,000 mm-hmm. people, they immediately had a talk with them and to be sure that they did not pay the wages that they wanted to pay, because it was going to disrupt what the people were paying their people.
Mm-hmm. And it would take workers away.
It would take workers away from them. So
when did Union Camp come?
They've been here about 30 years. But Savannah was a real slow, easygoing, where businesses started at 9 o'clock in the morning, and everybody closed up at 2.
Mm-hmm.
They did their banking before 2 o'clock, and they went home, and they may come back at 3 or 3:30 or 4, and then work till 6. And salesmen used to complain very bitterly that if they came to Savannah, that there was no way they could make a call before 9, and there was nothing they could do between mm-hmm. 2 and 4, and generally if they didn't see somebody before 2, they might as well just mm-hmm. pack up and go on to the next town, because...
It was not that way in other towns, it was just in Savannah?
Oh, I suppose Charleston probably was very similar, but Savannah was that way. Now, my father never owned an automobile in his life. He caught the streetcar and went to work.
Mm-hmm.
And where everybody has lunch uptown, he would catch the streetcar and come home. Mother cooked a meal every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they were.
Well, when did life change then?
I guess only in the last 20 years has there been a drastic change. As industry came in and as things began to move forward, the older people just finally had to die out and accept what was going on.
Well, it still seems to be a very peaceful place, at least compared with Atlanta.
There's no comparison. I mean, having been to Atlanta week after week lately, Savannah's 100 years behind Atlanta.
Mm.
Maybe not quite that much, but...
well, I don't know. I don't know if it's behind or not.
Well, we have so much water here, and people love to live on the water. They love to get in their boats and go sailing and go fishing, to have oyster rolls and things, and they just live a slow, easier type of life. It's hard for me to believe that just before I was born that the streetcars that ran in front of our house on Habersham Street had mules that pulled the streetcars up and down.
Hmm.
There was no electric.
Mm-hmm. I can remember streetcars, but I don't remember them being pulled by mules.
Well, that was the only way we could get anywhere, was by streetcars.
Mm-hmm. It would have been nice to see it in those days. I wish I had been able to.
And of course, I guess the most thrilling thing was that they used to run a train from Savannah to the ocean, to the beach.
Mm.
And, that was a highlight of highlights to get aboard that train and go to the beach.
Such a
Now
shame.
Everybody rides a car.
Such a shame there are no trains anymore.
No trains.
That's such a good way to travel. Well, is Savannah divided into major sections? You know, Atlanta has northeast, northwest, and all of that.
There's been more changes in Savannah in the last